When it comes to healthcare reform, there's one thing about which most people agree, that we should cover everybody. How to cover everyone, though, is a point of contention. And joining us now on the Bioethics Channel to talk about it are Steve Rowling of the Healthcare Foundation of Greater Kansas City and Dr. William Pankey of Swope Health Services. We just went through a session where people were discussing this. What did you take away from that, Steve, with the presentations and the discussions as people were talking about the idea of coverage for all?
Well, the thing that struck me is that everyone at the forum this evening agreed upon a central concept, two central concepts. One, the current system needs reform, and two, that all people need to be provided health insurance. And then I guess three, the importance of preventative health care. I think those were the three themes that came out tonight loud and clear.
Dr. Pankey, what did you think?
Well, I agree. There's consensus that everyone wants all individuals covered. This country is too creative not to figure out how to do this, and it shouldn't be about partisan politics. It should be about providing care for the citizens of the country.
I get a sense, though, that with everything that's going back and forth, it's kind of like a huge Rubik's Cube where we're trying to put together the right combination of mandates and subsidies and removing pre-existing conditions. Do you think it's somewhat that difficult in getting all these things to align?
Yeah, this is hard. This is hard work. This may be one of the toughest bills that we've seen in my lifetime putting together. I happened to work for Senator Eagleton many years ago, and he was the author of the Old Americans Act. And it took us about 2 years to put together the Old Americans Act. And that's a lot less complicated than the health system. And there was a lot less people involved who are making lots of money who are trying to hold on to those dollars into the system we have now. So this is very complicated. And I think the issue that Senator Baucus and the president and the leadership in the House and Senate are trying to get at is they're trying to get a system that is budget neutral, meaning it won't increase the deficit, and a system where they can get 60 votes in the Senate. And I think all the provisions, all the various things that we talked about tonight are up for discussion. And if they can get 60 votes and provide it in a budget neutral way and ensure more people that are uninsured now, that's a first step forward that I think will be an important first step.
Now, Dr. Pankey, you're in somewhat the front lines of this, working at a place like Swope Health Services, aren't you? You really see the need for this to be figured out.
On a daily basis, we see people coming from all over the metropolitan area, not just Jackson County, but Wyandotte and Johnson County, who no longer have health insurance or who haven't had any health insurance at all. They need services. They need services that we can't provide in some cases. We provide primary care services, but when they need specialist visits or they need hospitalization, our funding doesn't cover those services. And so people end up with enormous bills to pay that they just will never be able to pay. Originally in this country, the health insurance industry was designed around illness. The Kaiser Permanentes and the group healths from many years ago weren't the predominant model. And so we're at a point now where prevention is the key, but it's turning the Titanic around.
I get a sense, though, too, that there may be an X factor in this, and maybe expectations may be built up so much. Some new information about even if the Senate bill were passed in its present form, that it would take a while for everybody to be covered. And the fact that once we have all these new patients getting into the system, that really utilizations and costs may go up. Are those kinds of things still waiting to be entered into the discussion?
Well, this is not going to be a quick fix. This is going to be a thing that we have to deal with from year after year after year. This is not going to be one bill signed by the president at the end of this year and life is good. This is going to be something that we're going to have to repeatedly revisit. The important thing now is that we take a first step. What happened under President Clinton is we got up to the altar and didn't get married. We got to get married this time, and we have to sign the bill and make a step forward, because the second time you go to the altar, it's easier than the first time. The first time, it's going to be hard. We're still not there yet, but today's vote in the Senate is helpful, and Senator Snowe, her courageous vote hopefully broke the ice for some others.
Dr. Pankey, what about the utilization question? Will there be a rush of people into the system?
Certainly there will be. If you look at the baby boomer population, some of whom are insured and some who are not, have chronic illnesses already. So those costs will be factored into the equation, and people who have not had access to care will seek care to get those problems taken care of. On the other end of the spectrum, though, if we get people who are young and healthy to begin to use the system for wellness, then we can hopefully prevent and delay their entry into the chronic condition spectrum.
Is one of the major hurdles here a lingering hesitation, maybe a lack of trust, perhaps, that the government can really pull this off and make it work?
Sure. A lot of people don't trust government now. But as you heard tonight, one of the best healthcare systems running right now is the Veterans Administration. Another great system is Medicare. So the government, while a lot of people throw stones at the government, on healthcare, the government's done some things right. So I think we have to be careful of not just putting all the marbles in one basket, saying if government's involved, it's going to be awful. Because in healthcare, they've proven in those two examples that they can do it pretty well.
And I would echo that with regards to government-run programs. Even if you talk about Medicaid, the benefits in Kansas and Missouri for Medicaid recipients are very reasonable and provide good coverage. Many people just don't know that the benefits are there. So it's not impossible to think of a public option because the government does a good job of making sure that people's rights are protected and that they get access to the services that they need.
All right, gentlemen, let's get the crystal balls out. Let's say that we can look ahead to this day in 2010, October 13th, 2010. Dr. Pankey, what do you anticipate? Where will we be at on this question of healthcare reform?
Someone will still be designing this system to be implemented in somewhere 2011 to 2013. The problem is, what do we do in the interim period? We still have people who need healthcare, and what are we going to do about that?
Steve?
Same answer. Many of the provisions don't take effect into year 2, 3, 4. And so America is going to have to be patient. One of the political hazards that President Obama is walking down the road is, and those who vote for this, is that people, I think, once he signs the bill, people are of the expectation that tomorrow I've got insurance, I can go to any place I want and say, here I am, treat me. Well, the reality of it is that's not going to happen for 2 or 3 years. And the reality of it is federal bureaucrats have to devise the plans, put together all of the systems in place so that it's done in a fair, equitable, transparent manner. So it's going to take a while. And so that's the next story we have to tell the public once we get it passed, is that it's coming, but it may not be coming tomorrow.
Well, with next year, 2010, being an election year, is that an X factor in all of this?
Sure, sure. And I'm guessing that if it's passed, those who voted against it will use that, saying, look, you guys, you heard health reform is going to fix everybody. Looks what's happened. A year from now, nothing's changed. Vote for me. I voted against the bill.
Right. Partisan politics, same old story. If a different group gets elected, what are their solutions to the problem? It's just not enough of a priority across the Congress to really want to do something for the American people. It should be about the people and the people who don't have their small segment of people who are the uber rich who don't have to worry about these things. We just need to make sure that our population in general is taken care of.
Dr. William Pankey is with Swope Health Services in Kansas City. And Steve Rowling is with the Healthcare Foundation of Greater Kansas City. You've been listening to the Bioethics Channel, a production of the Center for Practical Bioethics. I'm your host, Laurel LeBoo. Thanks for listening to the Bioethics Channel.